Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome live here at Kitsuit, Massachusetts at Lowell Park in Kitsuit, where the Sturgis Storm will host the Mashpee Falcons as it's already underway. Excuse us as we're coming a little bit late. It is the top of the first inning, Storm hosting the Falcons. And Brian Purdy is taking the bat right now. Zach Landry walked, so here comes the pitch from Jared Joy, who's a pitcher, a foul ball off to the left. And now a 1-2 count to Aaron Purdy from Jared Joy. Again, the Sturgis East Storm coming in to this game, having won their last two against South Shore Christian, as Jared Joy checks over first base on Landry. Again, alongside Miguel Cruz, I'm Jacob Toby. Miguel, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
There's only one other person here. It's just me. I'm doing great.
I was asking the audience.
That's all good. As they check over on Jared Joy again. Shortstop, Zach Landry at first base. Aaron Purdy to the center field with a pitch and a stolen base. Will he get there in time? Zach Landry, he's safe. And the Storm couldn't get him. Andrew Williams throwing down to second base. A stolen base for Zach Landry. A momentum here for the Falcons to start off this game.
That was a questionable call. Very hard to see with our obstructive view. Very hard to see from our obstructive view, not being in the broadcasting booth per usual.
It's okay. Here comes the pitch from Jared Joy. The man on second base. And that'll be a breaking ball inside. Again, a runner on second base, no score, top of the first inning here. Jared Joy on the mound for the Storm. Andrew Williams, his catcher for Sturgis East as they take on Mashpee. Here comes the pitch. That's inside on a walk, so two straight walks to start off for Jared Joy. And not what the Storm wanted today. And Nick Carpenter, the third baseman, will get up for the Storm. For the Falcons. So two straight walks from Jared Joy and Nick Carpenter. And he just got hit. Jared Joy.
Very slightly. Almost now, not noticeable.
Now with the bases loaded, Jared Joy's in a jam here. And the left fielder, Alex Morey, for the Falcons will come up to bat. And Miguel, you don't want to start off a game like this.
No, you do not. This is an extreme weight on his shoulders already.
And three straight walks, a stolen base. Falcons on three. And that's a strike on the outside part of the plate to Alex Morey from Jared Joy. And thank you for joining into the Sturgis Storm Radio. We are very glad it's actually working today.
Yes, indeed.
As our connections have been off from time to time. That's a pitch outside from Jared One. In top of the first inning, alongside Miguel Cruz, I'm Jacob Toby. Here comes the pitch from Jared Joy. And that's a swing and a miss. So 1-2 now the count to Alex Morey, who's in left field today for the Falcons. There's been Zach Landry, the shortstop, Aaron Purdy, the center field, Nick Carpenter, the third baseman. And now Alex Morey will take the 1-2 from Jared Joy. And they got him swinging, but the ball goes away. Run's going to score. 1-0 Mashpee Dart in the bottom, the top of the first inning. So 1-0 the Falcons. What do you see on that pitch right there?
Well, it was really not calculated enough, and that play just seemed slow.
The ball went away from Andrew Williams, the catcher for the Storm. Here comes Jordan, the catcher. And that's a ball up high. Andrew Williams not happy with that pitch from Joy. And now the game bases. That's a walk. Wow. Me. So here comes Coach John Havey. Bases loaded, are nothing. No outs here in the top of the first inning. What is Coach Havey telling Jared Joy right now, Miguel?
To lighten his head. To make sure that his idea is clear and he's focused on this game. My momentum is rallied around, I'm sure. I'll just trying to spread some positive vibes toward him.
Gotta get those positive vibes in there. Always. Okay, bases loaded off of the first inning here. Kituit and Lowell Park, where the Kituit Cavaliers play their Cape League games. Alongside Miguel Cruz, I'm Jacob Toby, and now for the Falcons of Mashpee, Jordan Pinnack, the catcher, will take a ball almost at his head. And Jared Joy, control right now, not on point, and not what they want. And that's a ball. Jared Joy with the bases loaded. Here comes the pitch. That's way up, and the runner's going to come around. Andrew Williams hustling to the ball. It's going to be 2-0 Hopkins to start in the first inning. Miguel, his control is just not there right now.
No, he just got talked to by his coach. You'd think that his encouragement from his teammates would probably clear his head. That doesn't seem to be the case. His control is way out of whack. I mean, that's two runs off horribly calculated pitches and catches.
Here comes the pitch. Joy inside. Another walk. Another walk, and they know it. They're going to bring in another pitcher. Jared Joy done for the day. And already 2-0, so not a good sign for the Storm as they're down 2-0 in the top half of the first inning. They're going to bring in Alden Hackler, it seems like, to be the pitcher, and he's a sophomore. Oh, already change, pitching change. Jared Joy, not his best effort today. And now, Miguel, do you know anything about Alden Hackler as a pitcher?
No, I haven't seen him play particularly well. I mean, I haven't seen him play at all. And, I mean, he's got some young blood. He's got some new hope for the team.
Thomas Harris.
Okay, never mind. Thomas Harris, actually, in, except not Alden.
Quite the mix-up.
We'll see what he's got here. I'm assuming he's a freshman.
I assume so. I do not know him.
He is a freshman.
He is
from our source. As he warms up here, and we'll take this time to do a little introduction. Miguel, so the Storm swept South Shore Christian this past weekend in their doubleheader. What do they have to do to keep up this momentum today?
Well, they have to keep playing as hard as they can play. They have to give it their all. I know I've seen every single one of these people concentrated over the past few weeks. And their intensity is insane. They want it. They want to win. And they have to keep that up. And they have to be aggressive at all times.
And, of course, Jared Joy, this was before we even knew Jared Joy was going to get bounced in the first inning. He's on the mound. He's now not on the mound. What does this pitcher, the new pitcher for the Storm, have to do to save this bullpen some innings?
Well, I mean, he's just throw strikes. He just has to be – it just has to be really controlled balls. And there's really no room for error when you're looking at a bullpen like this with such lack of people, I guess you could say.
Again, Mashpee is only a half game back of Sturgis East in the overall Cape baseball standings. So what are the Falcons trying to do today to win? They've already up 2-0, so they've kind of been going against their game plan already.
Well, at this point, I think that what they want to do is keep their defense high and see what they can do offensively. It seems to me that the Falcons just need to get inside the Storm's head. But I think that the Storm could definitely overcome this sort of really upcoming tragedy of all those walks and those errors recently.
Well, now for the Falcons, Michael Frazier, this second base today. He'll take a ball from Harris. Again, if you're just joining us, 2-0 already as the Storm losing to the Mashpee Falcons. Jared Joy not having a good day, and that's a pop fly ball. And someone trying to get to it, no good, foul. Again, from our source, microphone on face, Dan Crowley. Okay, it's a good source. We know him. Here comes the pitch, and that's swung foul. Again, no outs here in the first inning. It has been a rough start for the Storm. And that is foul. Out of play. To our right.
In the stands.
In the stands. Watch out. There you go. We are protected here today by this roof. Thank the Lord for this roof.
Yeah, we've come close to getting hit many times.
Yes, we have. That's a lunger caught by Cooper Gavin at base. He'll try to double up at third. Did they get him? He got him! Double play, Cooper Gavin at first base. That's two down. Cooper Gavin. Did they get three? They got three. So Cooper Gavin ends the inning on a double play. And that'll end the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 the score from Katua. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this. Here in the Sturgis Storm Radio alongside Miguel Cruz. I'm Jacob Toby. Bottom half of the first inning here as the Storm are already down 2-0 to the Mashpee Falcons at Kituit, Lowell Park in Massachusetts, of course.
Beautiful day for baseball.
Beautiful, beautiful day for baseball. And the weather right now, we've got 57 degrees. And it's sunny, no clouds whatsoever in the sky. Actually, that's a lot. I see a few clouds, but that's okay. So now for the Storm, Ryan Havey will get set to lead it off for the Storm. Patrick Madden, the pitcher for Mashpee. Ryan Havey to start off. He is the shortstop for the Storm. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball down low. Ryan Havey means so much to this program. His dad's obviously the coach, John Havey. Came over as a sophomore to Sturgis via the lottery. Here comes the pitch to Havey. That's a ball outside, 2-0. Of course, Ryan Havey, one of our best friends, Miguel.
Indeed.
Good guy.
Great guy. Great baseball player.
Here comes the pitch. That's a strike right down the middle. 2-1. Pitch from Madden is swung on. A little chopper to shortstop. Can Havey run it out? Did they get a tag? They got him. One down. Well, the shortstop, Zach Landry for the Falcons, throws over to first baseman Dan Crowley and tagged Ryan Havey in the process. So that is one down for the Storm. And Joe Calizano coming up to bat here. He's the second baseman for the Storm. He has been an outstanding freshman player this year. Here comes the pitch. That strike. And that swung foul, so Colzano down a quick 0-2. What is Colzano looking to do here, Miguel?
Well, he's looking to get underneath the ball, send it to the outfield. needs to set up some good momentum for the rest of his team.
0-2 pitch to Calzano. Swung in left field. A pop fly. Two outs. Left fielder for Mashpee, Alex Morey, put it away. So two down in the inning. And Cooper Gavin. David Ortiz, big poppy, coming up to bat number 9 in gray. As the Storm are in gray, Mashpee, the Falcons are in blue. Cooper Gavin, of course, did not know if he was going to play today. He's got some elbow soreness. And he is going to play today with a strike. As he Cooper Gavin may be done pitching today, this season, because of that soreness in his elbow. And that's a curveball in there for a strike, 0-2. And he is looking to help his team in any way possible. If he can't, he can hit. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Madden. Swung into center field with a fall, a base hit for Cooper Gavin. A two-out base hit for Gavin. And have a life here in the bottom of the first inning with a runner's base. Now Kyle Coolidge up to bat. Mellon, he has a lot of tools that you want a football player.
Yeah, he's got height, he's got length, he's got great batting power. Great pitcher, went on the mound.
Bats from the right side, takes a strike. Again, runner on first base, 2-0. Mashpee, bottom half of the first inning. As the Storm try to battle back from an early 2-0 deficit, Kevin Agustinelli awaits on deck. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung foul down the right field line, out of play, into the woods. To grandmother's house we go, Miguel.
Over the hill.
Oh, and 2 now, the count to Kyle Coolidge. He's got wheels. He can run out any infield ground ball. He'll take a strike 3 call. So Kyle Coolidge goes down looking by way of the K. So through one inning, Sturgis is losing. They're down 2-0. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of
back here at Sturgis Storm versus the Mashpee Falcons as we are set to go at the top of the second inning. And batting for the Falcons is James Murphy, the DH today. And the pitch from Harris is swung on a paddle at third base. The Panda throwing a first. What a play from the Panda at third base. And you hear Mr. Gavin over there going Panda. A nice play there from Pato Devine.
Crazy catch.
He's been a good player for this team. As James Murphy goes down, Eddie Childs now will bat for the Falcons. Here comes a pitch from Harris. Is that swept back to Harris? Colzano with second base. Easy throw over to first, two down. Solid defense here from the Storm.
This is the kind of plays they want to string along right next to each other. Great momentum.
Oh, now Zach Landry, top of the order for Mashpee as they get through their whole order and an inning and two-thirds. Oh, now here comes the pitch from Harris. And that's a strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. And Thomas Harris coming in for Jared Joy, who struggled early, let up two earned runs. Surge is still down 2-0. That's a fly ball to right field. Mark Agostinelli trying to track it down. 1-2-3. Top of the second inning. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio. It's 2-0. We're back after this. I'm back here on the Sturgis Storm Radio alongside Miguel Cruz. I'm Jacob Toby. In the bottom half of the second inning, Kevin Agostinelli is set to lead it off for the Storm. One of the senior captains of this team. He's actually just coming back from a recent hamstring strain. He is set to go. He's already played a couple of games. He got a couple of games under his belt. Missed a few in the beginning. Now he is ready to go. He is eager to do well for his team. He goes over to talk to John Havey, his coach, for a few minutes. Mark, it's a beautiful day. Miguel Cruz working on a weather report, I think.
The real weather report.
We give you a Quincy weather report because I was not looking at the correct one. Here comes Kevin Agostinelli, and that swung foul as he ripped it 0-1. Six in gray in left field, Kevin Agostinelli. 0-1. Here comes the pitch. That swung right back towards us. Foul. Watch out. Oh, wait. We got a fence and a roof, Miguel.
This time we are safe.
And Patrick Madden, the pitcher for Mashpee. And now Kevin Agostinelli down 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Madden. And chopped it foul again. To his left this time. Again, Miguel, we cannot talk enough about Kevin Agostinelli's leadership for this team.
Oh, such a leader. All the wonderful traits of someone who should lead. He's a brave person, kind-hearted, and noble.
Here comes the pitch. Swung in right up the middle for a base hit. Kevin Agostinelli ripped right up the middle. You gotta love what Kevin brings to this team. And now... for the Storm, as Jared Joy was taken out. Here comes Thomas Harris, number 16.
The rising star.
Yeah, he could be the savior today, Thomas Harris.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year, possibly. That might go to Andrew Williams. Well, that's a debate for another
day,
Miguel.
That is a debate for another day.
As he takes a strike in there, Harris from Canada. On deck, Mark Agostinelli. Here comes the pitch, and a check over at Kevin Agostinelli at first base. He has wheels. He can steal it easily over at first base.
As I've seen him do it before.
Going to start soccer, baseball, plays club soccer. Kevin Agostinelli, and then showing bunt is Harris. That's a ball outside. 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch to Harris on first base, Kevin Agostinelli. Again, the Storm still behind 2-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. And now some talking between John Havey, Coach John Havey, and Harris will go on, and as well as the pitcher and the catcher, Patrick Madden, the pitcher and the catcher for the Mashpee Falcons, is Jordan Pinhack. They're going to talk on the mound as well. And Harris will step in. What can Harris do? You think he's going to bunt it, Miguel?
I don't know. He's getting mixed signs from Mr. Havey. Yeah. But it seems...
Hello? Actually, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. And it's now a 2-2 count. That was a ball in the dirt. Nothing doing for Harris. Here comes the pitch. Strike three called. Harris goes down looking. Did not like that one from the umpire. That's a strikeout. His second K of the day for for Madden. And now Mark Agostinelli will come on and try and bring his brother around, Kevin Agostinelli, home. You gotta love the brothers on this team. The special bond, Miguel.
Indeed. Here's been some miraculous stunts pulled because of this wonderful brotherly love.
Brotherly love. Yes, sir. Mark Agostinelli, one of the strongest men in Sturgis, I would say. He is jacked. I'll check over at first base. He is safe, Kevin Agostinelli. Here comes the pitch. Not the ball outside. You can hear Dan Souza in the crowd over there talking baseball smack. That's a strike on the outside part of the plate. Gotta love Dan Souza.
Gotta love one of the most enthusiastic and energetic fans I know that Sturgis has. He's always brought his compassion and his wonderful spirit to the games.
I agree. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball outside. A 2-2 count. Agostinelli, as Mark Agostinelli bats, swings, chops it to Zach Lander at second base. They'll go to second for one, and they can't get two. He's actually a shortstop, excuse me. So they'll take the one out at second base, the lead runner. So one Agostinelli out, another Agostinelli safe on a fielder's choice. And now Andrew Williams to bat. Is kind of a running contest between him, Joe Calzano, for Rookie of the Year for this team.
And it seems to be the new contender, Harris.
Harris also, Thomas Harris. Andrew Williams smacked it towards first base. Now that'll be the end of the inning. The Storm can still not get a run across the plate, and it's going to be 2-0 at the end of two. We're back on the Sturgis Storm radio right after this message.
Stocks
Back here on the Sturgis Storm Radio alongside Miguel Cruz, I'm Jacob Toby. Again, 2-0 Mashpee over Sturgis East right now as we are live here at Cotuit, Massachusetts, Lowell Park. And Thomas Harris back on the mound for the Storm as he'll face Aaron Purdy and takes a strike. Aaron Purdy walked his first time up. Harris trying to make quick work here. He's going from the stretch. He's not going to go from the full thing. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball. A little bit up high. It looks like he doesn't have that much velocity, Miguel, but he knows how to throw strikes.
Yeah, it looks like he's more of a reserved and controlled pitcher as opposed to a faster pitcher.
The ball outside is Sophia Burdell. Might come over and do a little interview. She's standing next to us.
Plausible.
She did not see the play. Antigone, she was the lead. She was Antigone. That's a ball up high. 3-1 now the count. Aaron Purdy. I think the interview would be a good thing, Miguel, don't you think?
Yeah. A lot of related concepts.
Shortstop, Ryan Havey will throw over to first base. That's a nice grab. Oh, he's safe. They call him safe as Cooper Gavin's foot might have been off the bag. So an infield single for Aaron Purdy.
Instant replay for that one.
If we had instant replay, that would be sick. And Sean Havey to talk to the umpire for a quick second. Nick Carpenter, number 9, the third baseman, will come out and bat next for the Falcons. As there's no outs, runner on first base again. Still 2-0 Mashpee. Carpenter walked his first time up, one of four walks from Jared Joy. They'll check over at first base. He's safe. And Harris again will check over. He's a quick throw over there, to first base. Runner on first again, and he's going, and that's a line drive out to center field. Kyle Coolidge won't get to it, and that's going to be a run, if not two, for Mashpee. One run's going to come around and score, and it's going to be an RBI double for Nick Carpenter. And the Falcons lead it 3-0. Miguel, what'd you see on that play?
I saw nothing more than a great hit. Perfect placement of the ball. Very difficult for the outfield.
And that's a ball inside to Alex Morey, who struck out but got an RBI because of the past pitch he swung. And he'll look to drive in another runner as he got a runner in second. Scoring position. Pitch from Harris. There's a ball outside. Again, the Storm can clinch today a playoff berth to the tournament with a win today. One more win equals a playoff berth.
Tensions are high.
Tensions are high. Again, Alex Morey batting. Here comes the pitch from Harris with a runner on second base. That swung right to Ryan Havey at shortstop. He'll throw over to Cooper Gavin. Gavin has to dive and save it from going out of bounds. So that's going to be a hit for Morey. As they won't count that as an error. And Jordan Pinhack to bat. He had an RBI and walked in his first at bat. Harris will look over at second base. Won't throw it. As Nick Carpenter is on second base right now. And Pinhack at first. Morey's Pinhack at the plate. He is going to show bunt. He went as he didn't pull it back. He did not let. He thought he pulled it back. Miguel, you thought he went, right?
I thought he went. I did.
Runners on first and second for the Falcons. Already up 3-0. And he goes for a bunt and he misses it again. 0-2 now. And the infield moves in as they're expecting another Bunt attempt, and 0-2 now to Jordan Pinhack from Thomas Harris. Here comes the pitch. Runners on first and second. That is swung right through Havy at shortstop. They're going to send one runner. Havy's going to throw home. Will they get him in time? Did they get him? He got him! What a throw from Havy at shortstop to Andrew Williams. And that's another out.
Great defense. Good decision. Precise decision making. And that's what gets saved runs.
Well, Michael Frazier will now bat as he walked his first time up. He's got runners on second and third. And now the umpire's going to go out and talk with the second base umpire. And as they talk, we're going to give you a little update on the HYCC. And here's Miguel Cruz.
HYCC, the Hyannis Youth and Community Center, features state-of-the-art accessible facilities for a variety of recreational programs and special events, competitive sports organizations, after-school activities, and opportunities for the community at large to foster educational excellence and physical growth across all generations. Amenities include twin NHL size rinks, a 12,500 square foot floor gym, locker rooms, multiple function rooms, and catering. The HYC is available for daily rentals or long-term contract. Call 508-790-6345 for more details on what the HYC has to offer. Or visit at 141 Bassett Lane in Hyannis. HYCC.
Thank you, Miguel Cruz. Miguel Chachi Cruz alongside Jacob Toby today. And it's a 3-0 lead for Mashpee. And it's a 2-0 count. And swung on, chopped. Will they call a foul? They will. As Michael Frazier bats, he walked his first time up. And Thomas Harris on the mound for the Storm. The Storm, next inning, will have up to bat Andrew Williams, Satter Devine, Ryan Havy. Again, Michael Frazier at the plate, and he'll take a ball inside. Second and third, threatening for the Falcons. Here comes the pitch. That is swung to deep left center, and that's going to score one. 4-0 Mashpee. They're going to hold up the second run, and an RBI single for Michael Frazier. So 4-0 Mashpee in the top half of the third inning. And this is not what the Storm wanted today. And now pitcher Harris will call out Andrew Williams is catcher. Miguel Cruz, what do you think about how the Storm are approaching this game right now?
Well, I think that they want to step up their pace. I think anything and everything that they do should be stepped up another level.
Well, Dan Crowley will get up to bat for the Falcons. He popped out his first time up. And now he's got runners at the corners, first and third. Here comes the pitch. They're going to swing and miss. They almost sent them at first base. That'll be a strike 0-1. 0-1 from Harris. And they'll send the runner this time at second, and that'll be foul. And Frazier at first base. Dan Crowley trying to drive in the Falcons' fifth run of the day and try to lead it 5-0 as they do 4-0 right now. And Frazier will pop fly foul. And you know, Liam Prendergast is in the house in the crowd today, as you can hear. Here we go, Storm chants off to our left. Girlfriend Sophia Burdell. That's a swing and a miss. Strikeout for Thomas Harris. That's two down for the Storm now. A strikeout for Dan Crowley. And James Murphy, the DH, number 11 in blue, will come up to bat from the right side of the plate with runners at the corners and two outs and top half of the third inning. And the runner will go, and they're going to throw over. That was way off. And the run's going to come around to score. 5-0. Miguel Cruz, I don't understand why Harris threw it over to second baseman knowing there was going to be a runner going home.
Yeah, that was very miscalculated. Didn't seem like the right risk to take.
Well, he is a freshman. So he does not have that experience on a varsity team that some other guys on the team have.
Not quite insightful.
Is that the strike?
In time,
yep. Time will heal. There's a runner on second base for James Murphy, who takes the strike, 0-1. Here comes the second pitch of the at-bat. That'll be a ball up high, 1-1. One pitch. Outside, 2-1.
Looks like Harris is almost getting tired.
He's probably not pitched to this caliber, this many innings for JV. That's going to be on a Pato Divine, a first, third base over to first. And they got the third out over to Cooper Gavin at first base. So in this inning, the Falcons grabbed two more runs. It's going to be 5-0. We're back in the Surge Storm Radio right after this.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turned brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,
here in the Surge Storm Radio alongside Miguel Cruz. I'm Jacob Toby, as we're in the bottom half of the third inning. Lowell Park to it. The Storm trying to battle back down from a 5-0 deficit. Pato Divine will start off for the Storm. It's going to be Pato Divine in the top of the order. Ryan Havey, Joe Calzano. That's a 3-to-bat. And now Pato Divine with a great play defensively a couple innings ago. We'll take a strike on the outside part of the plate.
And yes, they definitely need to get something started.
Of course, Pato Divine, also known as the Panda. At the ball outside, 1-1 the count. And all momentum is with Mashpee right now. 5-0 in the bottom half of the third inning at Lowell Park. That swung right up the middle, right to Murphy, through Zach Landry's glove. So Pato Divine on with a single to lead off the inning. And the Panda will give the Storm some momentum here. And now Ryan Havey, who grounded out his first time up, will bat. And he's trying to move Pato Divine into scoring position.
Horrible mistake. This could give the inspiration to the Storm that they need.
Ryan Havey, number two in gray. Here comes the pitch. That'll be a strike. From Patrick Madden, who has pitched two shutout innings so far, looking for his third. A runner on first base and Pato Divine. Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. Pato won't go. It's a nice stop. And it's a beautiful day for baseball here.
Like
from
no
Miguel
other.
Coming soon.
I will give that to you momentarily.
Check over at Pato Divine. He's safe first. And he's a
Constable, Lowell Park,
Katuit.
Skies.
Yeah. Well, some clouds, but not much. Here comes the pitch from Madden, and that's a strike to Ryan Havey. Ryan Havey looking to move Pato into scoring position. Pato Devine, the Panda, on first. Here comes the pitch to Havey. That swung. It's chopped to the third baseman of Mashby. They'll run it over to first to get the out. Did they get him? They did. And it's going to be one gone with Havey advances Pato Devine to second base. So Havey grinds out for the second today. What does advance? His teammate. And now Joe Colizano, who popped out his first time up, will bat. And you like that fielder's choice play because it moves the runner up into scoring position, Miguel.
That's true.
Joe Colizano, second baseman for the Storm, will swing, and that'll be a ground out second base or two down in the inning.
Smoke that ball right through the grass.
Smoke that ball with just not enough lift on it. And that's a ground out. And Cooper Gavin, who singled in his first at bat, will try to do the same here in this inning and try to drum in a run as Pato Devine, the Panda, on third base, and Big Papi David Ortiz, Cooper Gavin at first base today. Will spin as a left-handed pitcher, batter, and that's a strike inside to Gavin, number nine, Ray, for the Storm. Best friends, Miguel.
Cooper Gavin. Great teammate.
The ball inside. Great. The pitch to Cooper Gavin. Up high. Pato Devine on third base in scoring position. 90 feet away from Cooper Gavin in the Storm's first run of the day. Here comes the pitch to Gavin. Swung and foul. Watch out.
If you live in the woods.
If you live in the woods, yeah. Cooper Gavin has a home run to his record on the season. Possibly the home run in Sturgis history. Sturgis history. Full Sturgis, I would say.
I would say.
He's a monster.
Big Poppy.
Here comes the pitch to Poppy. That's in the dirt. Nice stop by Pinhack, the catcher. He has done a great job stopping the pitches in the dirt today. He also had a good day behind the plate. He's walked, had an RBI, and got a double. Well, he's had a good day behind the plate and offensively for the Falcons, but it's Cooper Gavin's turn right now. Here comes the pitch. Swung right back towards us. Watch out. As Kyle Coolidge grabs the ball.
Acting ball boy.
And that is swung on to second base for the third out of the inning. So Cooper Gavin grounds out to end the inning. And the Storm still going to be trailing the Falcons 5-0. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this song.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess baby superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody. Off the power, healing,
Back here in the Surgeon Storm Radio, excuse that for technical difficulties. It's all good. We got Cruz alongside myself, Jacoby, as a runner on first for the Falcons. And Thomas Harris still on the mound.
Come on, Storm! Come on, Storm!
So here comes Zach Landry, who has walked, stole a base, and popped out. They'll check over at first base as Childs reached on a single. Again, sorry for the disconnection there. We've had some problems with that as of late. We're going to try to fix it as best we can. Here comes the pitch from Harris to Landry, and Childs will go to second, but that'll be a hit batter. So Zach Landry will head down to first base, and be first and second with no outs here in the top half of the fourth inning. Again, 5-0 Mashpee as the Storm struggling to score runs and to stop Mashpee from scoring, Miguel.
Yeah, it seems like there's just nothing going right for the Storm. They need to put an end to this, to their lead and their momentum, and start to bring about their own.
Here comes the pitch from Harris. That's a ball up high to Aaron Purdy, who is singled and walked today. He's had a good day. He's been based twice. The inside part of the plate. A nice pitch painting the inside from Harris. And a check over at second. Nothing doing as Harris didn't even throw, just to get him off the lead a little bit. Here comes the pitch from Harris. Swing and a miss.
Come on, Thomas, 0-2.
Now two strikes in favor of Harris to Aaron Purdy, the center fielder for the Mashpee Falcons. The runners on second and first. Here comes the pitch from Harris. And that swung right up the middle. And that would be a base hit. They're going to send Eddie Childs. And he'll score. And it's an RBI double for Aaron Purdy. And again, not what the Storm need. It's going to be 6-0 here. Miguel, what did the Storm need to do to stop this bleeding?
Well, they need to start off by improving their pitching. Seems that Harris needs to speed up things a little bit or be a little more focused. And other than that, offensively, they need to step up their game and be more aware and faster.
That's a ball outside to Nick Carpenter, who's had a good day at the plate. He's got an RBI double, and he walked. And number 9 in blue, pitch from Harris, is swung to left field. That is a bomb. That is gone. A 3-run homer for Nick Carpenter. And it's going to be 9-0 Mashpee here as Nick Carpenter bombs one to left field. Miguel Cruz, a home run right in front of our very own eyes today.
Wow. And that's what I mean is the pitching needs to be stepped up a little bit if the Storm wants to win. Definitely at this point.
And that is not going to be a good confidence booster for Thomas Harris as he a 3-run home run. He's done a great job coming in for Jared Joy. It has been a tough day on the mound for both Jared Joy and Harris. Harris, of course, being brought up to the varsity pitching staff. And that's going to be a chopper. Harris will run over. Will they get him? Harris, nice throw. It is going to be late. So an infield single for Alex Torrey, his second single of the day. Now Jordan Pinhack will bat. He's walked and got an RBI and doubled. Runner on first for the Falcons in the top half of the fourth inning. Again, 9-0 Mashpee. That's a strike on the outside part of the plate. Storm really have to start getting back on track. Get out of this
quickly and start scoring some runs. And a check over at first base, he's safe. Pin hack. The catcher for the Falcons, he's done a great job behind the plate today. Here comes the pitch. That'll be a ball. Andrew Williams will throw back to first. Nothing doing. It has been a tough day for the Storm. Again, 9-0 through 3 2/3 innings. Not good. Here comes the pitch. That is swung to right field. Base hit. Pinhack with his second hit of the day. First and second now for Mashpee. And now Michael Frazier. The second baseman for this team. He is RBI singled and walked as well. Miguel Cruz just shaking his head next to me. He does not like what he's seeing today from the Storm.
No, it just seems too easy for Mashpee. No competition. Really just needs to be, their game needs to be stepped up.
That's a ball up high from Thomas Harris. Runners on first and second. Storm trying to get out of this. And that's a strike from Harris. Harris with a pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch down and away there. And a 1-2 now count. Michael Frazier at the plate. And the pitch from Harris. Outside as Andrew Williams threatens to throw to first. Harris will throw a ball up high then, and they'll throw back over to first. He's safe. Now a 3-2 full count to Michael Frazier. Pitch is popped up. Andrew Williams, among others, in. And it's actually going to be Cooper Gavin. Nope, it'll be Ryan Havey. Ryan Havey will switch over to second base. Cole is out shortstop now. Havey puts that away for the out. And now Dan Kelly, who struck out his last time up, will bat with two outs here in the inning. Pitch from Harris is swung. That'll be on to Calazano at shortstop. They'll go to second for the force. On a 2, on a 1, got him. No, he's safe. He ran it out. Excuse me, there was only one out in the inning.
Bunch of close calls.
Our stat guy's not here today, Miguel. So we don't have to do it all ourselves, I guess. Dan Crowley will reach on a fielder's choice. And James Murphy, who grounded out his first time up. The DH will come up to bat. A runner at second and, excuse me, the corner is at first and third. And Harris will step off. It's good to see the underclassmen working together. Harris, the pitcher, and Williams, the catcher. They're going to be a
team soon.
A team.
Without all the upperclassmen to guide them.
Graduation May 30th. Can't wait, Miguel.
The day after my birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Harris throws over to first. Nothing doing. Mashpee really dictating this game right now. 9-0. That's a strike. And Harris, you got to think if will Coach Havey make another pitching change, or he can just not afford using another pitcher.
Yeah, that's true. It's all about strategy.
That's a ball in the dirt. Andrew Williams will block it. And the Storm here can finish today with a win. Not looking likely at the moment.
Maybe if they get something going.
It is 9-0 right now. Trying to get out of this inning. This town runners at the corners. The ball outside from Harris to James Murphy. Here comes the pitch. That is swung. Slammed to left field. Another run will score. 10-0 Mashpee. An RBI single for James Murphy. And 10-0 the Falcons. And the Storm just really struggling today. Excuse me for that little sound bite, but we've actually got some news from ESPN. For the Dolphins of the NFL, QB Ryan Tannehill signed a 6-year, $96 million contract extension that included $45 million guaranteed. That guy's going to be rich, as that's a pop fly to right. That'll bounce in for a base hit for Eddie Childs, and that'll score another run. 11-0. Eddie Childs with an RBI double, and the Storm
trailing.
Losing 12-0, trailing Miguel, exactly. On the top of the order, Zach Landry, the shortstop. He was hit by a pitch. He stole a base. He popped out. He was hit by a pitch, and that's going to be slammed up field. Another run will score. That's one. 13-0. The second run, 14-0. 14-0 Mashpee. In the top half of the fourth inning. And here comes Coach Havey. Possibly another pitching change. It is a tough day for Coach Havey. And the Storm, as everyone on the infield will come in. And we're going to take this opportunity to give you another announcement. Here's Miguel Cruz with the Hanush Jewelers announcement.
Hanush Jewelers, family owned for more than 30 years, Hanush Jewelers has built a reputation for providing exceptional quality and value with every purchase. Today, the Hanush Jewelers network includes more than 40 company-owned and franchise locations, each staying true to the core values of integrity in business, respect for individuals, professional conduct and words, and a commitment to understand each customer's needs. Hanush Jewelers has an unrivaled selection of bridal collections, brand collections, jewelry, and other special items to buy for your loved ones. Visit your local stores in Hyannis or Falmouth, or visit www.hanush.com for more information. Hanush Jewelers, the family business you can trust. Hanush Jewelers.
Thank you, Miguel. Hanush Jewelers, a great business. Of course, Ahmad Akawi is father, Mr. Akawi. Hanush Jewelers in Falmouth. It's a great place. Is that the strike from Harris? Alex Purdy batting. He has walked, he singled, and an RBI doubled. And runner going to second. Andrew Williams will throw down. Nothing doing. Ball will skip to Ryan Havey. Joe Calzano, excuse me. And nothing doing. And it's a stolen base for Zach Landry, his second of the day. He's had a good day on the base path. Alex Purdy, the center fielder, will take the pitch. He'll swing on to Joe Calzano at shortstop. He'll throw over to Cooper Gavin, and that'll finally end the inning. It's now 14-0 Mashpee through 3.5. We're back on the Stir to Storm radio right after this song.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money. Stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town.
it out to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here we go. I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go punts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang.
Oh, back here on the Stir to Storm Radio alongside Miguel Cruz and our guest today, Jack Waters. How you doing, Jack Waters?
I'm doing pretty good, Jacob. it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day for baseball, and you're our guest today because you love the Stir to Storm. Why do you love the Stir to Storm?
I don't know. I love the Sturgis Storm. I love a good underdog story. And if there's anything I know about Sturgis, it's that Sturgis is an underdog story. And I remember I used to play on the JV freshman and sophomore year, and we were on a good team. But I've seen this team develop as an outsider now, and it's just a really beautiful thing to see.
Ah. I love that answer. It's Kyle Coolidge. He's batting for the Storm, number 10 in gray. He struck out his first time up. Here comes the pitch from Madden. That's a strike on the inside part of the plate. Now, let's do a little senior college thing here. Where are you going to school?
I'm going to UMass Lowell.
And
alongside me.
Alongside Miguel Chachi Cruz. These boys are going to run UMass Lowell.
Indeed.
Here comes the pitch. And Madden has swung. And that is a nice play from Landry. What a spin move from Landry at shortstop to get K-Cool. That's a college move right there from Landry. That's an out, as Kyle Coolidge is put away on the ground out. And again, Jack Waters, what are you going to be studying at UMass Lowell?
I'm going to be majoring in English because I want to be I want to teach English as a second language abroad.
And for those of you who do not know, Jack Waters, as Kevin Agostinelli steps into the blacks, Jack Waters is one of the best scriptwriters there is on Cape Cod, a student scriptwriter.
I mean,
he actually wrote Slasher the Musical, which was performed at Kituat Center for the Arts. I was in it as well. I did the music for the musical, but Jack Waters wrote one of the funniest scripts I've ever read, and I know one day that he might, as Kevin Agostinelli fouls it off to his left, he might go on SNL, write a script too, maybe act in one. That's his dream.
And I can tell you from an outside perspective, the play was absolutely phenomenal. Hilarious every second.
And if you guys want to see that play, go on Facebook. We tweeted it out. We've Facebooked it out. It's on YouTube.
Slasher the Musical.
Slasher the Musical.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Why do you like to write, Jack Waters?
I don't know. I just, whenever I get a good idea in my mind, or maybe not a good idea, but just an idea in my mind, and I feel like I just want to get it down. And sometimes me and Dan Fusa will write, sometimes I'll just write, as was the case with Slasher. And I just feel like it's nice to get my ideas out into paper.
Again, Kevin Agostinelli in the batter's box, looking to try to get something for the Storm here. They're down 14-0. It's a mercy rule coming soon. And that's a pop fly foul as he rips it in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Whoa, watch out. Are you looking to do anything in college in terms of acting for theater?
Yes, I'm either going to minor in theater or have it as my focus. It's the English major. Because I feel like I want to continue with this.
Yeah. Come on now, Kevin. Do you see any future in your life?
No, absolutely not. I'm going to UMass Lowell to major in mechanical engineering, and it's going to be an adventure.
That's a fly ball to center field. Kevin Agostinelli gave it a ride, and he'll get put down for the second out of the inning. So, two down in the inning as both Agostinelli and Coolidge fired on ground pop-outs. Thomas Harris, who struck out his first time upping in as a pitcher for Jared Joy, he'll take the plate. What do you think of this game so far, Jack Waters?
You know, It's fun to be out here, but, you know, sometimes it's a lot to see such a good team not do as great as they should.
I agree. Cruz plugs in his laptop, or he needs to at least. And that's a strike popped in there to Thomas Harris.
Come on, 1-6. Let's go,
team.
Here we go now, Thomas Chad.
Marco Gasanelli waiting on deck. Here comes the pitch from Madden. Swung. Harris will try to run it out, and he will not get there. And that is the third out of the inning. Thank you, Jack Waters, for joining us on the Sturgis Storm Radio. We're going to be back right after this song. Thomas Harris back in the mound for the Storm. As Aaron Purdy will step into the... A new batter for the Falcons comes in. And we'll get his name in a second. It is going to be Jason Demel. He will come in and bat for the Falcons. Catch from Harris. Swing and a miss. And 14-0 Mashpee over Sturgis East. It has not been a good day for Sturgis baseball. Alongside Miguel Cruz, I'm Jacob Toby. If you're just joining us, you just missed Jack Waters on the air. That's a strike three call. Nice play from Thomas Harris on a curveball dropped in there for strike three. Harris showing some good signs of potential, Miguel.
Certainly. He's stepping up his game. And he's definitely trying to control this game a little more because he's seen what negative impacts slow work can do.
And Zach Esselbecken, that is the best I could do. Zach Esselbecken coming in to bat as well for the Falcons. As he'll take the pitch, and that is swung on to Pato Devine at third base. He'll throw over to Cooper Gavin at first. Two down quickly. And the Storm really trying to get back at the plate and trying to make something happen here. 14-0. The top half of the fifth inning. We play seven here. And now number 18, Drew Ridenour, will come on to bat, the third and final sub for Mashpee today. Drew Ridenour, number 18 in blue, will take a strike. That is swung and slammed to left field. And it's hitting the fence. So on to second base, Drew Ridenour. I thought that ball went out. I could not really see that far. But it's going to be a two-out double for Drew Ridenour. Oh. Nice piece of hitting.
Thought he could get the second home run, did he?
And now number 12 for the Falcons, Michael Frazier, will come in. As Maury and Pinhack were subbed out. And Nick Carpenter. And Carpenter had a three-run home run today, a bomb to left field from Harris. That's a ball inside.
Very
Frazier
hitting him.
Frazier was walked, RBI singled, and popped out today. That's a pitch in the dirt. Nice job from Andrew Williams to block it. Runner on second base. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball four. And it's in second now as Frazier walks for the second time today. And if it wasn't obvious, it's obvious now that Coach John Havey just cannot afford any more pitchers being lost. So he is keeping his guy out there right now.
Strategic move.
Strategic move at that. That's a strike popped in there to number 14, Dan Crowley. Reached on a fielder's choice, struck out, and popped out today. And alongside Miguel Cruz, I'm Jacob Toby at Lowell Park in Kituat, Massachusetts. And the pitch is swung and drilled to left field. That is going to be a foul ball. Is Crowley looking to send one out of this
Down.
Park as well.
Down.
And Harris stepping off the mound for a second. He'll get back on. Here comes the pitch with the runners on first and second. That is a ball in the dirt. It's a 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch from Harris. That is chopped towards third base. Patter Devine will bobble it, and no play. An error on Patter Devine.
Good pitch, Thomas.
And Thomas doing all he can to try to get his team back to try to get some runs for the Storm as they're down 14-0. Again, threatening here in the fifth. Bases loaded, two outs. And an opportunity for the Falcons to really open this game up even more than they already have. James Murphy, who RBI singled and grounded out in this game, has a real chance to drive in some more runs, but has two outs in the inning. That's a strike up high. Here comes the pitch. That swung, popped up foul in the infield. And Joe Calazano will put it away and end the threat. Five innings pass for the Storm. They're still down 14-0. We're back on the Surge Storm Radio right after this.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all. This is
We're back here at the Surge of Storm Radio. Some changes here for both sides. Catching now for the Falcons is Drew Ridenour. Pitching for the Falcons is James Murphy. And coming in to bat, Hunter Woodbury. The Wood, as they call him. I call him Hunty. And he'll back on the right side of the plate. He's usually first baseman, defensive specialist. Here comes the pitch from Murphy. It'll be a ball outside. 1-0. Storm trying to get one last drive in there. Comes the pitch. That is a ball outside, 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Murphy. That's a strike, 2-1. It's a 2-1 count to Hunter Woodbury to try to lead it off here in this inning. Again, 14-0. Mashby all over. Sturgis, that's a ball outside, 3-1. Pitch to Hunter Woodbury. 3-hunter. We'll swing and chop it to first base. Through the legs. Hold up Bill Buckner there. The Red Sox, and that's on a first base, Hunter Woodbury. I'll get a single. Now coming to bat, Andrew Williams. Has subbed out Mark Augustinelli today. Jared Jacy will come in as well. He is on deck. Andrew Williams to bat. He grounded out his first time up. And has not seen it since. Excuse me, he has grounded out twice today. Here comes the pitch, and that's a ball outside. Andrew Williams at the plate with a runner on first base. And time call from Murphy, the pitcher. Hunter Woodbury at first base. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Ridenour. Here comes the pitch to Cookie, Andrew Williams. The ball in the dirt. They call him Cookie. Do you know why they call him Cookie, Miguel?
I do not. I'm unaware.
I think it's because he was telling Coach Havey and all the rest of the team that he has played all this baseball before, and Coach Havey just goes and turns to him and goes, "What, do you want a cookie or something?" And forever since, he's been Cookie.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Nickname.
There you go. Cookie Williams. Number five in gray, Cookie. Here comes the pitch with a runner on first base. And a walk for Cookie. So first and second now for the Storm. Kevin Gassanelli hustles out to grab the bat. And Jared Jacy coming to bat for the Storm, number 12. Coming in for Patter Devine. Base. As they start the chant, Jared Jacy, first and second, and time called from Jacy.
There we go. Still got a call for you, Jared.
First and second. Storm trying to get something going here, trying to get at least a run on the board. So try to avoid the shutout. First and second for Jacy. Here comes the pitch. Ball up high as it pops the glove of the catcher. Cookie Williams on first, Hunter Woodbury at second. That's a strike on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. Jacy does not play a lot of minutes for this team, but is one of the team's great chemistry guys. Well, obviously, Miguel Cruz today, tough stay on the field, it's going to be hard for them to accept the fact that they can't clinch today, the tournament berth. With the ball outside. First and second for JC. Watch out. Foul. As Ryan Havy comes over to pick up the ball. Dan Souza loves cheering for this team. He's been on this team. He was a JV guy, a varsity guy, excuse me, as well. Pitch to Jared JC. Swing and a miss. But it'll run as the ball is in. That's a foul. They call a foul on JC. Oh, no, he struck out. JC strikes out. Can't get anything done. And Ryan Havy will try to drive in a run or two. He is grounded out twice today. Runners on first and second for the Storm. 14-0 Mashpee here. Low Park and Katuit. Here comes the pitch. That's the ball outside. 1-0. Havy fouls it back again. We got a fence. Joe Colzano coming over. Gets the ball. Joe Colzano, a victim of that dunk in the school. The nurse dunk by yours truly.
Viral video.
Find it on Instagram at Jacob Toby with two E's, not one. Pitch to Ryan Havy. Is swung center field. It'll fall. And they're going to hold the runners. So base is loaded with one out here for the Storm. And Joe Colzano to bat.
Here we go, Joe. Come on, three.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Come on. Let's go.
Hunter Woodbury on third. Cookie Williams on second. And Ryan Havy on first with Joe Colzano. Rookie of the Year candidate coming up to bat. And the freshman looking to do something there for the Storm, for his team, for his school, for the program. Here comes the pitch. That swung up the middle. Landry, second for one, first for two. Double play with a run will score. No. That's three outs, so the Storm will still be shut out. Again, 14-0. Mashpee, we're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this. Hold on now. As that is the game, excuse me. So we are done here at Katuit. As that is the game. Again, Stat Guy not here today. Again. Hold on, there is a confusion from the umpire today. Are we done or not? Miguel, do you have any idea what's going on?
There looks to be two different viewpoints. Some think that the game is over, and the umpire thinks the game is still on. Or not.
And they will play another inning. We'll be back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway. And we did it all way. Chrome music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker soup game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds, but I do that.
here. Now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is a moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back?
Damn grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment.